We want to talk to you tonight on the very simplicity of the message, gospel. But I want to talk to you tonight on being born again. Now, it seems like today that there used to be a terminology that people would kind of stay away from. They would say join the church. They would say lots of things. But now, this particular day and age we live in, even we got rock singers saying they've been born again. We've got movie stars saying they've been born again. Amen. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're born again, there's been a change in your life. John, the third chapter. We're going to read it. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Now, he was a ruler, so that means he was no doubt a member of the Sanhedrin, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Excuse me. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's your natural birth. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. That's your spiritual birth. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whether it goeth, or so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. When we look at these simple, very simple words, amen, you might say elementary in religion, but and then in the church, but they're very simple words of Jesus, but we can see why Jesus emphasized that you must be born again. Being born again is a very confused subject in the religious world, and it shouldn't be, but it is. Ones will say they are just because it says so in the Bible. But being born again is not to be mistaken just for outward manifestations. Nor is it be mistaken for joining a church. You can join all the churches on the face of the globe and still not be born again. And even water baptism does not make a person born again. Joining a church does not mean a person is born again. Now, there is a reason spelled out in the Word of God that definitely tells us why we must be born again. We want to list a few reasons why Jesus said you must be born again. First of all, to see the kingdom, one must be born again. He must be born above, from above, because that's where the kingdom comes from. And that's where the kingdom is going to go back to. Amen. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And Peter said we must be born again, amen, to love one another with a pure heart. John said, amen, we must be born again, amen, to do righteousness. He also said to overcome sin. We must be born again to overcome the world. Amen, to keep from sinning. Amen. These are not reasons that I made up. Amen. These truths are spelled out in the Word of God. To see the kingdom, Jesus said in John 3:3, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, he's not talking about a literal kingdom. to see a literal kingdom, you don't have to be born again. You can see that with a natural eye. If you want, amen, if you want to order some of these foreign countries, amen, where they still deal in the kingdoms and things, amen, a literal kingdom could go right in front of you and you could see it. You didn't have to be born again. But you have to be born again to see the spiritual kingdom of God. Amen. And I say, is it any wonder the condition, amen, the religious world is in concerning the kingdom of God? Jesus said you must be born again to see it. Amen. What does that tell us tonight, church? It tells us what? That it's a spiritual kingdom. So you must be born of what? The Spirit. The Word and the Spirit. Amen. Again, you don't have to be saved to see a literal kingdom. Amen. Actually, the words born again mean born from above. That's where the kingdom originated. Revelation 21 and 2 says this. Excuse me. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Amen. Coming down what? From God out of heaven. Prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. Well, somebody said that's talking about the New Jerusalem. There is no difference between the New Jerusalem than the Church of God. They are one. Somebody said, I don't know, to say that in the Bible, there's a verse that makes it very plain. Hebrews the 12th chapter. Let's review these scriptures again tonight. Hebrews 12, 22 says, you are come, you're there, unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly, and what? Church of the firstborn, which are written where? In heaven, to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Amen. Amen. Church of God, it takes a born-again experience, amen, to see the kingdom of God. Now, there's been a lot of books written on the kingdom. Oh, my. I'm sure Brother Borders has got a library for him. I've got a library for him. Amen, of ones who've written on the kingdom of God, and you can find it on the internet. All you gotta do is type in the kingdom of God, and you're gonna get all kinds of advertisements for books, amen, and pamphlets concerning the kingdom. Amen. Some have a millennium here, some have a millennium there. Amen. They don't see the kingdom because they're not born again. Amen. You can't understand spiritual matters, nor can you understand the scriptures concerning the kingdom if you haven't been born again. This is a spiritual book. It takes spiritual people to, amen, to understand that spiritual book. When they therefore were come together, amen, they asked of him, Acts the first chapter, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Amen. Verse 7, he said unto them, it's Acts 1 and 7, it's not for you to know the times of the season, which the Father had put in his power. But, I was always taught that's a conjunction. What you mean? You added to the sentence before. Is that right? You hook the sentences together. And is a conjunction, but is a conjunction. Well, the word but is here. You shall receive power when? After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. What are you going to witness? The kingdom has come. Amen. The very thing you asked me about, Jesus is saying, you're going to witness to. Now, you can't enter the kingdom if you haven't been born again. There's no way you can enter the kingdom unless you've been born again. Now, you can join a church. They'll take you in. All you got to do is show up. They'll put you right into membership. But that's not being born again. I want to reiterate that. Amen. There's no way I say you can see the kingdom. Listen to the scriptures. Listen to what the scripture says. John 3 and 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee," who's he talking to? Nicodemus. Who is Nicodemus? A ruler. Amen. "Except a man be born of water," get your mind away from literal water, "and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Amen. He's not talking about literal water and water baptism. Why? Literal water and water baptism doesn't change people. Amen. It's the answer. It's the answer. What? Something that's already taken place in the heart. How are you born again? To believing. Not to getting wet in a baptismal tank. Most everyone knows here that the water here represents the Word of God. Again, literal water does not touch the soul, but the Word of God gets right down in there, don't it? Gets right down in there between the spirit and the soul. Listen to what Hebrews 4 and 12 says. I love this scripture. Hebrews 4 and 12. "The Word of God is quick." What's that word quick mean? Alive. "You hath he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sin, are you who are made alive." The Word of God is quick. Not only quick, it's powerful. And oh my, it's sharp. In any two-edged sword. Why? Two-edged sword, it gets the outside. Amen. But we're talking about something that divides even the asunder of soul and spirit. Gets to the inside. The joints and marrow. And look at this. "And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Wow. That's getting close. There's no two-edged sword can do that. Amen. But the Word of God can get right into your thought life. It can get right into what your thoughts are. It can get right in the intents of your heart. Amen. Tonight I tell you, I am so glad, church, I have been born again. Thank God tonight. What does it divide? It divides the soul and spirit. Difference between the soul and spirit. Amen. The spirit, amen. Amen, is like your life. Amen. The soul. Amen. The soul is the real thing. You know, your spirit, you know, you always say, the spirit is the life of the soul. That depends on what your condition of your soul, by what spirit you possess. If your soul's alive unto God, amen, it's a Holy Spirit. But if you're dead in trespasses and sin, it's an evil spirit. 1 Peter 1:23 says what? Being born again, not a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth, how long? Forever. You can't enter God's church, nor his kingdom, nor heaven, unless you've been born again. And I say it's very dangerous for one to be on the outside under God's wrath instead of his protection. You know that God is angry with the sinner every day. Now, he might not manifest that wrath, and you might not even know it. But the Bible lets us know. It says, God judgeth the righteous. God is angry with the wicked every day. That just simply means those who trespass and sin every day. Jesus said, you must be born again. He didn't say you should. He didn't say you should try. He said, you must. You must be born again. If being born again will keep you out of the kingdom, it'll also keep you out of heaven. When Jesus comes, he's going to deliver up what? The kingdom to the Father. 1 Corinthians 15:24 says, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power. To leave this world without being born again would be a terrible, terrible tragedy. Unless one is born again, he or she does not know how to rightly judge church problems. You would think the problems have occurred only just to start a short time ago. But the truth is, according to the Revelation, the Acts of the Apostles, there was always a false way. They come up against the right way. You can always tell where the truth is at. Why? That's where the devil fights it the hardest. One of the worst things that can happen to a congregation is for carnal people to be involved in church problems. Amen. Let's look at it. 1 Corinthians, the third or second chapter, verse 14. Listen to these scriptures, and I'm going to read them slowly. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Paul lays it out. You know, Paul had problems at Corinth. You know, he'll let you know in the first chapter, amen, that there was divisions and things going on. Amen. And he also said they should all speak the same thing. That doesn't mean they all get the same message Sunday morning. Amen. What's that mean? What's he talking about? He's talking about what the problem was. And he's going to tell you what? That Christ is not divided. All ministers should preach that. Christ is not divided. Amen. It's not Christ over here in this church, Christ over here in this church. Christ is not divided. There's not going to be any division in the church or no division in heaven. There's not going to be a heaven for this group, a heaven for that group, a heaven for that group. It's one heaven. Amen. Just like hell is not going to be divided up. You're not going to have hell for the thief, hell for the liar, hell for the adulterer, hell for the, amen, the adulterer, amen. There's just one hell, and there's one heaven. Now listen to what he says in 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man, amen, the man who walks after the natural thoughts, the humanistic man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For what? They're foolishness unto him. Neither can he spiritually, or can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. Amen. The natural man has a real problem with going to church every night during a revival. He can't handle that. What did he say? You don't have to go to church every night. The natural man would say, let's go to church down the street or just a block. Why drive 10 miles to go to church? That's the natural man. He receives not the things of the Spirit, but he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Verse 16 says, we have the same mind, amen, that Christ had. Therefore we know what? We know what God's thoughts are. You cannot discern spiritual problems if you don't even know that there is a spiritual warfare going on. Let's go on. Without being born again, it would be impossible to love the brethren with a pure heart. Our heart has to be made pure. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit of the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Look at verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. How again? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Without being born again, our love is just superficial, surface love. But the love of God is pure. Amen. Without hypocrisy, without malice. Amen. Without strife. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. When I came into 6 and Locust Street, amen, I did not love the brethren, amen, before service started. I can guarantee you that. I had a lot of things in my heart. I didn't know who all the brethren were. I knew some of them from Rockwell, but I certainly didn't love them in Christian love before that service started. But when I was born again, then you love the brethren. And you don't care who they are, what they look like. You don't care what their color is. Amen. You don't care if they're fat, short, or tall. Amen. You love them all. With what? A pure heart. Before, when the heart's not pure, when the heart's not pure, brethren, you're going to have struggle and a problem loving your brother. When your love for your brother or sister begins to dwindle, you need to be careful, because you can slip right back into spiritual death. Amen. And when I speak of death, I'm referring to spiritual, being separated from God. Now, unless one is born again, excuse me, he cannot do righteousness. 1 John 2:29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Righteousness, amen, is the life of Jesus. It's the life of God. Everyone who's considered a child of God doeth righteousness. Amen. They're honest in their dealings. They don't run up bills and walk away from them. Amen. I don't really get quiet now. I was zipping along there real good shape, amens and everything, and now it's going to tighten up a little bit. They're honest in their dealings. When they file their income tax, amen, they take all the, amen, exceptions you can get, but they do it legally. They don't say they gave so much when they didn't. When they borrow something, they pay it back. Amen. If they break something, they replace it. Somebody said this new? New? I just thought that was automatic. They're honest in their dealings. They don't go out here and pour sawdust in the transmission and sell the car. Amen. They don't go out there with, amen, and just stick an old patch on about 3 or 4 tires and say they got nice tires on it and let the car go. They're honest in their dealings. Remember this, you sell a lemon, you turn around, you're going to wind up buying one. God will make sure you get a real dandy too. Amen. They treat one another right. Amen. They don't live in nor practice sin, but they shun, turn around the very appearance of it. They don't even want to go close to it. They don't even want to get up. If sin was that rail, they don't want to get close to that rail. They want to back away. You know, there was an Old Testament patriot named Job. Do you know he lived a perfect life? God accepted his life as perfect for his generation. You know that? The Bible says that an Old Testament patriarch. Somebody said he didn't have the Holy Spirit like we got. I'd like to see you go through the affliction that he had. I don't know what all he had, but he sure had enough to get through that. Amen. Amen. He was perfect and upright. And so aren't God's people today. Ones that fear God and eschew evil. No one can live free from sin, and I know what religion says. Religion says you can't. Well, if you can't, then we might as well stay down in the Old Testament. Why? We only had to make atonement once a year, not every day. If we cannot live free from sin, then you're telling me the sacrifice of Christ was no better than the animals in the Old Testament. But I believe that in the Old Testament was just a shadow. What we have today is the very image. Amen. Now, let's read the scripture. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. I don't really believe you need a Strong's Concordance to understand that. I don't think you have to tear every word apart. Whosoever takes in anybody is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Why can't he sin? As long as that seed is there working. Amen. And you follow the amen, the guidance and direction to that seed, you won't commit sin. Those who have been born again do not live in, nor do they practice sinning. Now, don't get me wrong. You could commit sin. You've got everything in you need to commit sin. You don't need anything special. You've got a body. What do you got to do? Paul tells you. What is it? 1 Corinthians 9:27. I keep under this body. And bring it. Why? Because you don't want to come into subjection. I bring it into subjection. It's not an everyday occurrence for people. They just don't live in sin. They just don't practice sin daily. 1 John 5:18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Excuse me, and the wicked one toucheth him not. It's outstanding. The ones who fight holiness in the religious world. Like saying statements like, everybody sins. Be careful. Nobody can live holy. Be careful. What you're saying is against the word of God. The Bible contradicts what you're saying. You didn't get that out of the Bible. You got it from some religious hypocrite who fills the pulpits. The scriptures are not based on what you and I think, but rather what God thinks. We must live holy, church, if we're ever to step inside of God's heaven. Next. Without being born again, Without being born again, you will be swallowed up by the world. 1 John 5:4, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I say, when you begin to think the world looks more attractive to you than serving God, something's already happened to your experience. The church of God is not a worldly church, but rather it's the apex of holiness. It's how people should live. Amen. Ones care more about the mirror, what the mirror shows, than what the Bible shows. Some of them might say that Christian women look plain and drab, but it just depends on what eyes you're looking through. Amen. Christians can be poor, but you can still be clean. Amen. Soap doesn't cost that much. And water, amen, is still pretty cheap. Amen. And also, if you don't have a wash machine, you can scrub out a skirt by hand. But you can be clean. Amen. Not everyone, or not the church anyhow, the church is not moved by every fad that appears. Now, you're going to get them. Remember back, amen, when the trousers had the wide down the bottom, like sailors' pants? Wasn't long. What'd they do? They tightened them up. Now, you couldn't sew that in there, so you had to throw them away and buy yourself some new ones. Or if you had the stovepipe, then you had to go out here wide if you wanted to be in style. Amen. But the church is not moved by every fad or every fashion. Now, in closing, let me say this. It's very dangerous to live in this present world without being born again. You never know when you're going to leave it. But if you've been born again, it doesn't really make any difference when it is. Or how it is, because you're ready. We know this outside man, the outward man, is made out of dust. We know that. And so back to dust it goes. Amen. Sorry to say, but it's made out of the same thing that grows your potatoes, grows your tomatoes, and it's got that corn shooting up out of the ground. Amen. Dust. Amen. But inside of that, inside of this guy, this dust is carrying around the real person. Now, when death comes, the real person leaves this dust behind. Why? He doesn't need that dust anymore. Amen. And it wings its way where? Back to God. What? Who gave it? We didn't just evolve, we came from God. Amen. Now, I trust you can see by the word of God tonight why Jesus said you must be born again. It's not an option. It's a must. He didn't say it's an option. He didn't say, amen, try to be born again. He didn't say, amen, you ought to be born again. He didn't say you should. He said you must. Be born again. Now, don't be fooled by just joining a church. Why? The world is full of church joiners. Most everybody's got a church. But you need to get out of some man's church and get in God's church. Amen. There is a difference. When you're saved, God puts you in the church. No man puts you in there. We don't keep a record here. I don't write all the parishioners' names down. We don't have a record back here of all of its members. Why? We don't run the door. Jesus Christ runs the door. Amen. And when you go through the door, you're in the church. When you go out of the door, you're out of the church. Amen. What I'm talking about tonight changes you. You're not the same person you were. God help us tonight. When you're born again, you are different. Amen. I was a rascal. My sister knows that. She knows what I was. Amen. Because as I was growing up, I wasn't too pleasant to be around with. Amen. But she also knows the change that took place in this man's life. Amen. She also knows, amen, the lifestyle I used to have compared to the lifestyle I have tonight. And it's not because I joined the church. It's because I was saved, repented, and was born again. That's the difference. Some people running around, even around the church of God, who don't act, amen, they don't act any different. Why? They've not been changed. You show me somebody in the Word of God who was born again that wasn't changed. Just show me one. They were different. Take the man out of the devils were cast out. Where was he at? He wanted to be with Jesus. And that's where every born-again man wants to be, with Jesus. And he don't want to fall away behind. He wants to walk right up beside of him. He wants to be with Jesus. And also when a man is born again, he desires to look in the Word of God. He loves it. He can't wait to learn all these things about millenniums, raptures, tribulations. Amen. He can't wait to learn that. Why? He wants to know that doctrine. His desires have changed. Before, he didn't even think anything about the Bible. Amen. Having the Bible is more than throwing one on a coffee table and letting the dust settle over top of it. Amen. You're not the same person. You talk different. You walk different. You act different. And you even choose different friends. Amazing. You choose different friends. And you don't have to worry about if you've been born again, friends are going to choose someone different than you too. I can remember when I was saved working at Rockwell International. I had a very good friend. He's passed away now. He came up to me on payday. He said, Roger, you want to stop down the Pine for a while? I said, I don't believe so, Bob. I don't want to be down there tonight. Oh, pretty soon he stopped asking me. Why? He knew where I was headed. I'm headed back home. Amen. Now, before, he didn't have to invite me. I just went and went with him. There's a change. When a man is born again, he is one changed individual. Amen. Church joining doesn't change you, nor does it make you ready for eternity. Amen. Listen to what the Word of God says. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Can anybody here quote that? Everybody can quote it, can't you? Therefore, if any man, and he's what to say, any man. He didn't care who he was. He didn't care if he's over in Africa, Iraq, Iran, wherever he's at. Any man. If he's in Christ, he's different. He's a new creation. What's he saying? Old things, the old lifestyle is what? Passed away. And what's he say? Behold. Just like in the beginning when God created the earth and everything. He said, behold. What? We got a new creation. All things are become new. Now, it's no wonder tonight that our nation is in the shape it's in. Amen. Today we have what? Man marrying man and woman marrying woman and all this rank rot that's going on. Now, they didn't get that out of the Bible. No, they didn't get that out of the Bible. They got that out of what? One word. Lust. Amen. And I say if you're going to follow after God, then we ought to do it right. Why spend your lifetime in church and still miss it? If you're going to do it right. Do it according to the scriptures. Somebody said, doing it just how you say? No, but do it according to what this Bible says. And it'll be right. Do it according to what the Word of God says. Amen. Why? Do you know that this is what's going to judge you on the final day? Do you know that? It's not going to be that you took groceries to the neighbors. It's not going to be, amen, that you visited the sick. Amen, you went over and visited somebody. No, it's going to be you lived in accordance to this word right here. And your name needs to be in the book of life. Whose name is in the book of life? Those that have life. Don't be deceived by false teaching, because there's a lot of false teaching floating around. Oh my. Amen. And it even gets right even around the church of God. We need to be careful, saints. We need to be careful. Jesus said what? Who's he talking to? A master. Amen. One of the elders. One of the members of the Sanhedrin. And we could fault Nicodemus all we want to. Amen. But at least Nicodemus come to find the truth. He may have came by night, but he came. He's no different than our religious world out here tonight. The people that don't know what it means to be born again. I want to repeat, it's not church joining. It's not water baptism. It's not speaking in an unknown tongue. But when you're born again, you're changed. What do you change? On the inside. And when you're changed on the inside, it just, amen, it just grows right on out to the outside. And next thing you know, amen, not only is the inside clean, the outside's clean. And next thing you know, all things pass away. And everybody looks at you and they say, wow. Wow. Things are new in his life. Amen. And I close the message. Amen. I'm going to ask the brother to come, and we're going to ask you to stand. And we're going to sing a verse, and we're going to be dismissed. If you have a need tonight, listen to, amen, the Spirit of God.